Welcome to the first St. Mary's podcast with me, Adam, and my co-host Amelia. In this podcast, we talk about things important to the school. Today, we are here to share some news, some fun, and something to listen to about sports. Now, over to you, Amelia, to kick off this great episode of the St. Mary's podcast.
Thanks, Adam. In this episode, we're going to be discussing everything about sport. As you all probably know, sport is really valued at St. Mary's. Just look at the range of sport clubs, including football, netball, tennis, and even running club. The list goes on. However, sports aren't just a chance for us to show off our talents and for competing. They are also necessary to keep us physically and mentally healthy, as well as bringing us all together. Therefore, in today's podcast, we've got features on sport headlines, how sport looks here at St. Mary's, and interviews with some St. Mary's students who have made incredible sporting achievements. Stay tuned for more.
It's Othello here, bringing you sports headlines from outside of St. Mary's. As you all know, the World Cup kicked off in Qatar last year. It was brilliant to watch players like Nick Pope, Kieran Trippier and Callum Wilson from our own Newcastle United play phenomenally for England. Although we may not have reached the finals, I feel like that our achievements are something to be proud of.
That's right, Othello. And it's great that you mentioned Newcastle United, because we've actually been looking at the team players in our form classes recently. At St. Mary's, we always celebrate diversity and are really lucky to be part of such a diverse community. And you know, the Newcastle team is actually made up of players from so many different nationalities, including Slovakia, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Brazil, France, Scotland, Wales and England.
That's excellent. Thanks, Gilson. Now, even though the Men's World Cup may be over, we still have the Women's World Cup to look forward to this summer. The Women's World Cup will take place this year in Australia and New Zealand from the 20th of July to the 20th of August. After their stunning performance and win during the 2022 Euros against Germany, this is something we can all get excited about.
I agree, Othello, and I should add that the team will be led by Captain Leah Williamson, who plays for the Women's Super League club Arsenal and captained the team during the Euros win. I'm sure we can expect lots of success this summer.
So those are our big sport headlines from outside of St. Mary's. Now let's hear what's been going on at our school.
We've got Mr. Morne here, our head of PE, who is here to share his views on sports. Thank you for being here. Let's get started. Question number one. What got you into sports and who inspired you in the first place?
My parents were big kind of, you know, very, very supportive of me when I was very, very young. And I had a brilliant PE teacher at primary school. I think he was just the most amazing teacher I'd kind of had in primary school. And it was quite unusual because he was the only male member of staff. But he introduced me to rugby, introduced me to cricket, and was just really kind of enthusiastic about sport. And I think that's where it started. And then when I got to secondary school as well, I really got on with my PE teachers in secondary school. And then my parents supported me sort of playing football. I was mainly playing football, but without them, I wouldn't be able to get to games, which I played all over the place. I mean, they took me down to York, they took me to Middlesbrough, they took me to lots of different places. So I suppose it's a bit of a mixture, sort of teachers that I'd kind of come across, but then also my parents as well.
Why do you enjoy sports?
It's changed as the years have gone on. I used to love the competitive element of sport, you know, and I really was very, very competitive, and I would say ultra competitive. I just like the kind of challenge, the kind of idea of kind of testing yourself against somebody else, somebody bigger than you, somebody a little bit sort of stronger, I suppose, somebody a little bit better. And I love that sort of challenge in terms of sort of sport as well. I kind of enjoy the social side now because I'm getting old. I do still like competition, but I still do play a little bit of five-a-side. And I just like the kind of social side of it, the camaraderie, and having a bit of a fun and a bit of a laugh. Yeah, because it can be both. I think sport can be quite serious, but it can be quite fun as well at the same time, yeah.
Do you have a favourite sport?
Again, quite decided. I've got two, right? One to teach and one to play. Right, one to teach is rugby. Really enjoy teaching rugby because I think certainly the students who come to St Mary's come in, not all of them, but come in at quite a sort of low ability, not quite of understanding the game as much. We still get some kids who come in from kind of Novos and Northern, play for the usual kind of rugby teams, but the vast majority of kids haven't, and they just make so much progress going from, you know, passing the ball to then passing it in lines to backwards to make sure we're moving forward. It's quite a kind of cognitive game. You have to think quite a lot in rugby. You can't just run anywhere. And I enjoy the progress that they actually make from there. So that's the one I prefer to teach. Prefer playing football. I'm not built for rugby. I'm a bit thin for rugby. So I prefer just to play football. And that's my kind of favourite sport.
What's your favourite thing about being a PE teacher?
There are lots of them. I like seeing kids make progress. You know, I get quite animated. It's good. It's a nice kind of feeling when you kind of see how much progress has been made. And I think I like the way we've kind of set up our curriculum. So when you get to the end of a unit of work, you play the game and you play kind of in-house tournaments. And it's nice as a teacher just to kind of take a step back and see what kind of students have achieved. There's all sorts of other things that I like as part of a teacher. Do particularly enjoy spending time with the kids, you know, particularly after school clubs. I like doing my kind of football clubs after school. I find that really, really rewarding. And again, you get lots of kind of different kids, meet lots of different kids from different backgrounds. So it's quite a challenging job, but it's quite rewarding in that sense as well. I get a lot of pleasure out of just seeing kids make excellent progress, and not just physically in the way that they kind of play things, but also, you know, socially, and also in the kind of other skills that they kind of develop, the kind of thinking skills, you know, their ability to solve problems, all of those sorts of things I think is good. And I like listening to silly stories from kids as well. That's always quite interesting as well, because some children come up with some very interesting things. Yeah.
What do you think the role of sports is in society nowadays?
I think sport has a massive impact. I think you kind of look at it as a kind of a small section of society, but its impacts are quite far-reaching. I mean, certainly at the minute in sort of PE, we're looking at sort of developing children in what we call a multi-ability approach. So this idea where, I suppose, physically, yes, we want you to improve your skills, but like I said earlier on, we want you to improve your ability to think and solve problems. I also want you to kind of, socialise, be able to communicate, be able to talk, be able to listen. So I think all of those kind of skills in PE sometimes get a little bit lost within PE, and I think they're important. You know, when you kind of leave in, what year are you in, young lady?
Year seven,
so you've got another kind of 7 years. Hopefully when you leave in year seven, some of the skills that you've kind of developed over the years in PE, the teamwork and the communication, like I said earlier on, hopefully you'll be able to take them into society as well. Okay, and I think obviously sport becomes popular through what society enjoys as well. So for example, you know, you get lots of things like sort of rugby is quite popular at the minute. Girls football is really popular, and that comes about as a result of England team doing really, really well, and it being high profile in the media, you know, and that is driven by society. People want to watch girls football and female football. And it's moved very, very quickly. It's probably the fastest growing sport there is at the moment. Yeah.
And finally, what is your favourite film?
Right. I've got lots. I've got a few, and I've got to narrow it down. I do like The Lost Boys, but you're not old enough for that. That's a really cool film. But when you are old enough, that's one I really enjoy. However, I think my favourite has to be E.T. I've got really fond memories of watching E.T. when I was very, very young with my dad, who took me to the cinema. I've got three young children. My eldest has watched it, and the other two are just about ready to watch it. However, my eldest keeps saying he keeps crying every time. We'll watch it. But to me, I think E.T. does that with everybody. But I think it's a perfect film.
Thank you for speaking to us, Mr. Morn. That was very informative.
Now, let's hear from some students who are really involved in sports inside and outside of school and have made incredible achievements in sport. We're really excited to have them here. And now, without further ado, let's listen to some interviews.
We now have Tom McCann here, who is a Year 7 student that has already shown his outstanding skills in running. He's recently represented the school in the Northumberland School Cross Country Competition and had one of the fastest times in the competition. He's made it through the regional rounds this Saturday, and if he is successful, he will compete nationally. So the first question, Tom, why do you like sports?
It is very fun, like, especially when you finish, you have a huge sense of achievement. And because it's cross country, you're obviously very muddy and very tired. You're like, that was so fun. It's also, when you're in the middle of a race, you don't think you enjoy the sport because you're just really tired. But when you finish and like the last bit of the sport, it's really fun. And especially you've got like lots of people cheering for you, which just, yeah, makes it really fun.
Okay, second question. How do you train for the sport?
Unfortunately, recently I've had like lots of growing pains, especially my heel. So I've not been able to do much running training. But I do a lot of swimming and cross training where you like do, because running's an impact sport, it gives you lots of injury. So you've got to like do other sports as well, like swimming. And they don't hurt your joints because you're not hitting the ground. So I've done a lot of swimming, which sort of keeps your fitness up. And when I have been able to train, like you do a lot of hill training and sort of fast sprints, and then we'll do a long run.
Okay. And the last question, what advice would you give to someone interested in the sport?
Always have fun. Never be too upset if you don't win or you don't do well, because you never know what could happen, especially cross country. Each course is very different, and you could be, like, if you do badly, you never know, you might be unwell or something. Do your favourite type of running. So if you like cross country, do cross country. If you like road racing, do road racing. And also do other sports as well, like, because it helps build. If you're only doing running, you'll get too overly competitive about running, and if you injure yourself, you're not getting any other sports to sort of, like, do. So, like, do other sports, especially a team sport, and just have fun.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for letting me interview you.
We're here with Niamh today. Niamh is a Year 11 student who has also made outstanding achievements in football. She captained the England women's under-15s team last season and was part of the Sunderland under-16s team. My name is Evie, and now let's get on with the questions. Why do you like the sport?
Growing up, my older brothers played football, so I joined in. And also, my family supports Sunderland, so it's nice to play for them. I also enjoy the feeling of like reward in football and like being part of a team.
How do you train for the sport?
I train over in Sunderland 4 nights a week, and then I play a match every Saturday.
What advice would you give to someone interested in the sport?
I would say just go for it, because you don't know if you'd actually like it or if you're good at the sport if you don't even try for it. And just don't give up straight away if you're not obviously making advances straight away.
How did you feel when you watched the Euros?
I felt as though it was very good to get a lot of positive exposure around women's football, and it was good to see that people like me could be there one day.
Thanks, Niamh. Good luck with the football.
Thank you.
Hi, it's me, Liam, here, and today we've got Emily Jackson, who is a Year 11 student that has made fantastic achievements in tennis. Outside of school, she practices 3 times a week and even teaches younger children how to play the sport. It's great to have you, Emily. So, now let's get on with some questions. Number one, why do you like the sport?
Mainly because it's a chance to express. It's an output for the chaos, especially this year. Also, my brother played, so I kind of ended up playing, even when there isn't many roles in tennis this year.
Question two. How do you train for the sport?
I play twice a week and coach three times a week, which gives me further knowledge and understanding of the game.
Lovely. Now, question three. What advice would you give to someone interested in the sport?
Just be yourself and don't let others stop you and never give up.
That is some great advice. Thank you so much for being here.
When you're ready. We have a year 8 student here, Alessia, who is a competitive ice skating soloist. She has recently won a local competition and she has competed in a national competition. We have some questions for you. First question, ice skating is a unique sport. How did you get into it?
So it was about around when Frozen came out and I really liked it. So I had a Frozen party at the ice rink and I kind of just like fell in love with ice skating since then.
What would an ice skating competition look like and what are you required to do for it?
So you've got your elements, which are like spins and jumps, and you have to do sort of like a dance routine and your coaches teach you them. Some days you get to miss school, which is always fun. And sometimes you have to wake up at about 5 o'clock in the morning to get to them, which is not so fun. But honestly, I feel like once you go on the ice, you just kind of let go of yourself and it's really fun.
How do you train for the sport and how much do you train?
So it's nearly every day at this point. So I go on Monday afternoons, Tuesday afternoons. Sometimes I have a break on Wednesday and I do a different sport on that day. Thursday afternoons, Fridays, I have a break, but that always depends. Saturday depends and Sunday mornings.
Wow. And finally, what is your favourite thing about ice skating?
My favourite thing about ice skating is probably doing my routines, just because it has everything inside of it. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
So, now we come to the end of this first episode of the St. Mary's podcast. On behalf of everyone at the podcast club, I would like to say a huge thank you to those who were interviewed in this episode. And thank you to all of you who are listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. Stay tuned on for another podcast next time. Over and out!